Rock the Chopper.
Yeah, my wife showed me that last night. That was pretty exciting to see. Okay, I want to do a little piece from the Yeshua's Malko. Who's the Yeshua's Malko? Yeshua Mikutna. I think his last name was Trunk. Rabbi Yisrael Yeshua Trunk, I think is his name. Trunk. Make the Yeshua's Malko great again. Trunk. So he has a very sadistic piece on a very famous question, and hopefully it'll help us to remember some of the approaches of the Rishonim to this question. You stop, unfortunately, a kid in a typical, I guess, day school, and say, what parsha is the parsha where it talks about Avram being thrown into the Kivshon Eish? So of course the answer is, it's not in any parsha. Right? It's a Rashi, it's a Medrash. But it's an interesting thing, Avram and the Kivshon Eish. And I want to think about it for a second, because Ibn Ezra asked the question, why is Avram's very great nisayon of being thrown into the Kivshon Eish, being Moser Nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu, why is it not in the Torah? That's what the Ibn Ezra asks. Right? If it really happened, if Avram was really 48 years old, and he's really thrown into the Kivshon Eish, which again is what the Medrash seems to say, so why did it not make it onto the pages of the Torah? It's a pretty big deal. Why is it not? If it's one of Avram's nisyonos, so why isn't it here? Why did the Torah not want to mention it? Or is there some compelling reason for the Torah hiding this information from us? Well, we're going to find it anyways, because we're going to learn Chumash with Rashi. So this is the question of the Ibn Ezra. Why is it that it's not mentioned here? So first let me just share with you outside a couple ha'aras, and then we'll read this piece. Very, very interesting approach to that question from the Yeshua's Malko. The Ramban answers based on a comment that he has also in Vayigash, based on something he develops in Vayigash. But the Ramban in this coming week's Parsha gives an answer to the question. And the Ramban says the following. The Ramban says, if the Torah is going to write every miracle that ever happened to every tzaddik, or every miracle that happened for the downfall of every Russia, the Torah is going to be a lot longer than it actually is. And the Ramban uses a lashon. The Ramban says, the Torah doesn't write the salvations of tzaddikim and the fall of Rasha. Because if the Torah did write those things, then everything is a nes. What's not a nes? The fact that we're breathing is a nes. So we're going to write about that? So the Torah can't write every little nes that happens. So which nisim does the Torah describe? The Torah will describe nisim which were predicted in advance by a Navi, and then they came true. Because that brings Kol Shemayim. So in Mitzrayim, when Moshe is telling Paro, here's what's going to happen, and then it's happening, the Torah records such a thing. That's the Ramban's first basic approach to why we're not going to write about Avram's personal salvation in the Kivshon Eish. Hold on a second, Chavra. The Ramban says a second point, and that is that the Goyim are going to respond to any miracle that takes place and try to deny it, or try to explain how Avram used black magic and Kishuf. Now sometimes the Torah will allow the Rasham to respond, like we find by Moshe and the Chartume Mitzrayim, you know, having a magic trick contest, who can do a better trick. But in the end it becomes clear that we won that battle, that back and forth. The Ramban says here, where Avram was thrown into the Kivshon Eish, the Torah, for whatever reason, didn't want to give a pischon pet to the Rasham, that it should be a whole discussion. Because if you're going to quote the position that Avram was thrown in with saved, we're going to have to quote those Rasham who were cholik, in order to be fair, so we don't look like we're hiding evidence. So therefore, again, the combination of those factors might be an additional reason why the Torah didn't want to get involved in this whole discussion. Was Avram thrown in? And if he was thrown in and he was saved, was he saved by God? Was he saved by using Kochos HaTumah and Kishuf? And who knows what in the Chartum we're going to say, well, we can also do that trick. It's enough that we had that by Moshe, and Moshe was victorious over there. We don't need to play it out over here. Lastly, the Ramban says that the Torah does actually hint to the Kivshon Eish. In response to Ibn Ezra, that is not in the Torah does hint to it. Why? Because by the Bris Bein HaMetzarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, I took you out from Ur Kasdim. Hotzei Sicha. Whenever it talks about a Yitzia, I took you out, implies what? A salvation. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. I took you out means that you were stuck there, you were in trouble. So when it says that God took Avraham from Ur Kasdim, I took you out from Ur Kasdim, means a salvation. And that must be being merames again to the Kivshan HaEish of Ur Kasdim, from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Avraham Avinu. The Netziv, very interestingly, has an interesting, the Netziv in his writings on Chumash has a very interesting arichas also, that the Dor HaFlaga and the Kivshan that they were using to make the bricks to build their tower was actually the Kivshan that Avram was thrown into. And the Netziv says that Avram originally was part of that team. He was building against God also. But he had a change of heart, and Avram found God and was Makashar himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu and made that right choice. But because of that, he was actually punished by being thrown into the fires of the Kivshan that was being used to build the bricks for the tower, to produce the bricks for the tower. Okay? Yes, Yitzchak Mordechai, what do you want to say?
It seems like, I think it's different between Abraham and like Moshe and later on the Nevi'im that predict miracles that are kind of like supernatural that deal with the Am as a whole. Whereas,
right, so it could be Yachid versus Rabim.
No, but fundamentally, like, Abraham is the first Jew, right? He's like the first, he's the father of the Jewish people, and there's very little textual reasoning why he's chosen. And like for a lot of
so you're saying that's a compelling reason to put it in or not to put it in?
To put it in.
A compelling reason to put it in, okay.
One of the foundations of why Abraham was such a great man, they're all based off Midrashim.
Why didn't the Torah tell us about this sacrifice?
Story.
Okay, so we're going to see a fascinating answer from the Yeshua's Malka. Yes, Yankov.
About why Yaakov Avinu took the rock.
Right. Why do I need to know about that?
That wasn't predicted.
Very good. Very good. Good question. Very good. Fair question. Fair question. Yaakov moving the rock was... It wasn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu performing a miracle. It was a person having unusual strength. I don't know if that's in the same category. Here, we would have to describe how a Kadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe a fair question. Yeah?
Another question. I just heard last week Rebolus said I think you were saying it, that Avram really was a part of the Dor HaFlaga.
Right.
And he said when he left, it wasn't that like they threw him into the fire, it was that like he left and the only way to leave was to walk
through exit through the fires. Psh.
So when he left was
who says that? Sif says that? Could be. Wow.
I think he said it too.
Okay. Yeah, the Netziv has a whole arichas there. I didn't review it over Shabbos, but the Netziv has a long arichas about what was going on, what was their intention, who was involved. Again, it's not a chiddush to us that Avram was involved in that type of behavior. The Rambam writes it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the first parak, in Halacha Gimel, that Avram came from idol worshippers and he worshipped with them. Right? We've used that in the past to explain what? What do we say in the Haggadah? Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. So some say Avoseinu, not really Avoseinu, the father of Avoseinu, Terach. Right? No, Avoseinu. Avram was an idol worshipper who changed his ways and found the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe at an age as young as 3. Okay? So let's see what Rav Shiel LeKuttner has to say on this. It's very fascinating. It's printed in the Yeshua's Malko on Chumash, which I have as part of the Sefer Nefesh Chaya al Torah, as Sefer Rabbi Stein quoted.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Banochi part.
Oh, yeah.
That's this. The Nefesh Chaya was also. Rav Chaim Elazar Vax. Yeah. The Master Poli said the same part. Okay, so in the back, it doesn't even say. On the outside, it just says Nefesh Chaya La Torah. But in the back, they printed the Yeshua's Malka on Chumash. He has beautiful things. He has a famous bar on the rainbow, also in this week's Parsha. But this is in his writings on Pesachim. He addresses this question. The Malach Gavriel said, I want to save Avram. He's a tzaddik. Rebbe Shalom, you're going to let Avram die in the fires. Hashem says back to the Malach Gavriel, Ani yachid ba'olami, v'hu yachid ba'olami, na li yachid l'hatzel as a yachid. Let the yachid save the yachid. Avram is one of a kind. Echad haya Avram. Like the Navi says. And I'm one of a kind, Hashem said. So let the one who's one of a kind save the one who's one of a kind. Okay. Interesting Lashon of the Gemara Pesach. Yeah. Why did Hashem say, I want to save Avram myself? I have to do it on my own. I'm a yachid and he's yachid. What did that mean? This ain't yours. Avram's mine. Right? There were other people who got thrown into fires, and Hashem let the Malachim save. So why was Avraham, why Dafka Avraham? And again, it's sort of this double question, as we're about to see, he's going to quote the Ibn Ezra. Number one, why is Avraham uniquely saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And is that connected to the Ibn Ezra's question? Is this related to the fact that Hashem says, I want to save Avraham, and I don't want anyone else to be involved in the salvation of Avraham? What did Avram do? When do you have to die not to worship Avodah Zarah? Someone comes and tries to force you to worship Avodah Zarah. You have to be prepared to give your life. That's one of the things that a person, that a Yid, has to be prepared to give his life for. But you don't need to start up with Ovdei Avodah Zarah to get them to hate you. You don't need to break Terach's idols. You don't need to mock and ridicule and take on the whole world, Avram HaIvri, to the point that they're going to want, that they're going to want to kill you. No one asked you to do that. No one asked you to wage battle for God. You could have kept to yourself. You could have sat and had your philosophies about monotheism. You could have discovered Hashem and left everyone else alone. No one asked you to start up with them. But Avram, in his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, couldn't control himself. And Avram decided, what do you mean? I know the Emes, and I'm going to teach that Emes, and I'm going to be prepared to sacrifice, to put my life in danger for that Emes. So look what he writes. No one was mechayiv Avram lizgaros, to start up with them. Kedei sheyavu lidei nisayon v'kiddush Hashem. V'ulai havi b'chlal ma'abir atzmo ledas. And the question is, well, if I'm not supposed to do that, and I do start up with them, and now they want to kill me, so there's Hashem upset at me. Hashem says, Avram, that was suicidal what you did. You asked for yourself to be killed. V'chaybem, the Torah asks you to live. There are times when against your will, someone will seize you and say, worship this idol or else, and you have to be prepared to die, but no one asked you to start up with them. I would have rather you sit alone, sit by yourself, and be connected to me, Hashem says. Maybe we could look at Avram and say, Avram did the wrong thing by starting up with them. We daven every day. We shouldn't come to Nisyonos. So Avram, why are you asking for trouble? Who told you to do that? But Avram, and again, as we come to Parshas Lech Lecha, we're about to meet Avram Avinu. We have to appreciate how fiery Avram was in his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first time I ever heard Rav Tzvi Meyer was on a tape. And on the tape, he quoted from the Kabriner, from Rav Moshe of Kabrin. My brother showed me this tape. And he said that everyone asks, right? Everyone asks how Avram was able to survive the fires of Or Kasdim. But the real question, the Kabriner said, the real question is, how did Or Kasdim survive the fire of Avram Avinu's Avodas Hashem? Why did he burn them up? It was mamash. Why wasn't he consumed by fire? Because he was a much bigger fire. Avram Avinu was a much bigger fire. So therefore, Avram midacharas haitzibo. Avram was so fiery that he says, I will take on the world and I will confront Nimrod and I will destroy their idols and I will do whatever it takes to fight back. Turn the page to the other side. Kimosha metzinu b'medrash. As we find in the Midrashim. Right? The holy chutzpah of Avram Avinu. V'apalaso l'kivshan ha'esh ha'isa kvar nekama minimrod. And Avram, being thrown into the fiery furnace, was Nimrod's response. Let's not forget what the definition of the word Torah means. What is Torah? A couple of years ago we learned the Maharals, the Siva Torah. Torah is Milashon Hora. Torah is an instruction manual for how to live your life. And therefore the Torah is not going to write things that are not shayach to each and every Jew. The Torah is not going to tell us how Avram, right, went above and beyond for the Rabbono Shalom in a way that's really not expected of us. Right? Yes, it's a madrega for great tzaddikim, but we have to know our place. We have to know our place. The Torah can't tell us this. Masha'ein kein sipur akivshon. Sheba al yidei nisayon shel Avram eino derech avoreinu. This is not a path that is appropriate for us. Rak echad haya Avram, shay yachid ba'olam, but Avram was one of a kind. Avram was able to take on the wicked world in this way. And it's a unique thing for Avram. So now you understand the Gemara Pesachim. Why does Hashem say this is mine. Avram Avinu is mine. Only I can save Avram Avinu. The Malachim, who are part of the Bria, even a lofty part of the Bria, but they're part of the Bria, you have no sheiches to this. Right? The fact that Avram put himself into such a sakana, and he was saved, Ein zeh Torah ledoros. This is not a teaching for all generations. V'zehi yachid ba'olami b'shvil shu yachid l'chein. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Chagar Oz l'sgaris b'nimrod v'doro, that Avram had the right to gird himself to take on Nimrod in the generation. V'lachein ein lo l'beistin shamala sheheim adonim al pi adin latzilam. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could come, because what Avram did, by our estimation, may have been incorrect. And for us to make the Shem Cheshbon would perhaps be incorrect. That only someone like Avram was told to start up, or had reshus, so to speak, to start up with Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Okay? But the Torah didn't want to write it because maybe it was wrong. Maybe it was wrong. Now let's just be careful for a second. I want to end on this point. Wrong for us, or even wrong for Avram? So I had seen this Yeshua's Malko a number of years ago. Just this Shabbos, I pulled a sefer off my shelf called the Minchas Aaron on Chumash Bereishis. Very nice sefer. He quotes this Yeshua's Malko, and he raises the following question on the Yeshua's Malko. He says, let's analyze this Yeshua's Malko just for a second. He says, we know there's Machlokas, Rambam, and Tosfos. Am I allowed to give my life for anything? For any mitzvah? Or am I only allowed to die for the big three? Right. Let's say someone comes to you and says, I want you to do this avera or else. And it's not one of the big three. So, do I have a right to say, I love this mitzvah so much, I'm going to die? Rather than eat a cheeseburger, you don't have to die. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, eat this cheeseburger or else. Assuming it's not a shas shmad or b'far hesya, just you and this guy alone. Right? You're driving down the street one day, you get stopped at a red light, all of a sudden some guy comes over, opens the door, he's got a cheeseburger in one hand, a gun in his other hand, and he says, eat this or else. And you don't feel that you're able to drive away without getting, God forbid, shot. Right? Eat this or else. No one's around. Right? So am I allowed to say, I would rather die than eat a cheeseburger? Am I allowed to say that, or is that considered committing suicide? So this is a famous achlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Who holds what? The Rambam says you're not allowed to take the bullet. You must eat the cheeseburger. Right? V'chai b'hem demands that you eat the cheeseburger. And Tosfos says, no. V'chai b'hem means what? I have a right to live. But if I, and the Torah never demanded that I have to make the ultimate sacrifice over a cheeseburger. But if I want to make the ultimate sacrifice, I have a right to do so. So according to Tosfos, Avram had a right, maybe, says the Minchas Aaron, to start up with them. Because I'm always allowed to put myself out there to... Now again, you might be mechali between starting up with them versus them starting up with you. Okay, so you have to analyze. But again, according to Tosfos, I have a right to die for anything. I have a right to die for anything. Again, Befrad here, where Avram was starting up with them in Yanei Avodah Zarah, maybe again, I always have a right to go above and beyond to fight for Hashem. And even though it's going to cost my life, I don't have to, but I am allowed to. What about according to the Rambam? Give me a second. What about according to the Rambam? The Rambam says, the Rambam seems to understand V'chai B'hem is an obligation. You have to, so don't cross the lines. Don't ask for more trouble than necessary. If they start up with you and it's Avodah Zarah, then you have to die, but don't start up with them. However, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, and the Rambam is in the fifth parak of Yesodei HaTorah Halacha Dalet. The Kesef Mishnah writes, based on the Nemucha Yosef, that maybe the Rambam would agree when it comes to an outstanding personality. She'imu adam gadol v'chasid yari shamayim v'roa she'ador paritz v'kach, then maybe Rashai l'kadis es Hashem u'limsar afilo ha'mitzvah kala. If you're taking a stand on behalf of the Jewish people, and you are such a person, like an Avraham Avinu, then maybe even for a mitzvah kala, you're allowed to give your life. And all the more so here, we have Avram, the Tzadik Hador, the founder, the one who recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu first, right? Who is such a great person, taking on the world with regard to such a big mitzvah, namely, Emunas Elokos and Avodah Zarah, then maybe even the Rambam would agree that he did the right thing. The question then becomes, says the Minchas Aaron, so if, according to Tosfos, certainly Avram was justified, and even according to the Rambam, perhaps Avram was justified, why is it not in the pages of the Torah? Again, I don't know if it's such a strong kasha, because we can say it back, because again, it's not necessarily shayach to us. Right? It may not be shayach to us. And again, starting up with them might be different than when they start up with you and say, eat this cheeseburger or else. That could be the obvious distinction. But again, in light of that well-known machlokas between Tosas and the Rambam, it might be kedai to analyze this famous Yeshuas Malko. That what? That maybe it wasn't written in the Torah because Avram, by our standards, didn't do the right thing. Again, it wasn't right for him, or it wasn't right for us to learn from. And therefore, the Torah didn't want to be koveya at halacha lamaisa by Torah's lashon hara. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly felt that this was an outstanding thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a yachid, I'm above and beyond reality. And Avram went above and beyond what could possibly be expected of any person. And therefore I'm going to save the tzaddik who has a sheiches to me. A unique sheiches to me. That the yachid should save the yachid. Okay, yes, questions, comments.
So, let's say we're in a situation where someone would come out the whole cheeseburger situation, right?
Cheeseburger with a gun to your head.
And you said, okay, I'll eat it. You're doing a mitzvah because you're, at that moment, you're saving the chayvah. Like
You're certainly using the mitzvah of a chayvah.
Right, so how could Tosfos make the case that if I were to die over this,
because a chayvam just means I have a right to. Tosfos wouldn't necessarily call that a mitzvah. Tosfos would maybe call that a reshus.
But even if it's a reshus, the equation of how many more mitzvahs you would do.
Not necessarily. Kiddush Hashem might be as valuable as everything else you'll ever do. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, read the Or Gedalia in next week's parsha, not Lech Lecha but Vayera, how he describes the Akedah based on Sfas Emes. That when Avram is standing at the Akedah and he's about to kill Yitzhak, to die al Kiddush Hashem, the Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sacrifice his own child. So what's the question? Perach Afal, if you told me, Ki B'Yitzhak Yikar L'Chazara. Which means that, you know what that means? It means that the Nisayon of the Akedah, if he kills Yitzhak, that Kiddush Hashem, that fulfillment of that Nisayon, has to be what? Worth as much as Ki B'Yitzhak Yikar L'Chazara. So you know what that means? Think about that for a second. That means that the value of that mitzvah has to be worth everything else that's ever going to happen in Jewish history. All the Torah the Vilna Gaon is going to learn. All of the Elokus the Baal Shem Tov is going to spread. And the Shir that we're learning right now has to, Avram has to have all of that in that moment of Akedas Yitzhak to make it worthwhile. Otherwise, better Ki B'Yitzhak Yikar L'Chazara. That's why Hashem said, I'll offer you a trade. What's the Lashon? Kach na es bincha. So Hashem says, part of the Yitzhak was a Devar Shus. He could have said, I'll choose path number one. I'll choose Bereshis Perach of Alf instead of Bereshis Perach of Bis. Hashem says, if you want, instead of letting Jewish history play itself out, if you want, instead, you can have the most unbelievable kavana in sacrificing your child, and maybe that'll be worth more. But it's not, please. I have to choose? Just tell me what to do, God. Don't make me choose. It's a demand that I have to make sure that my kavana is as good as everything else that is ever going to happen in history to make this worthwhile. You start to understand a little bit why Nisayon HaKedah is something we're still talking about on in Slichos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because, yeah, that Schus is not running out so fast. But again, it's a question. How do we understand? Is Tosfos, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Or you're thinking, you know, person's kuach nefesh on Shabbos. Better to violate one Shabbos than to serve Hashem many more Shabbosos, right, than to die. So you're saying, better to eat one cheeseburger and to spend the rest of my life doing Torah and mitzvos than to die. But it might be worth it to die. It might be worth it. The schar of giving my life, right, to have an appreciation for an isser of basar b'chalav, to have such an appreciation might be the ultimate recognition of Elikos. It might be well worth it. But again, it's interesting to understand this Yeshua's Malka. Why was Avram's Kivshon Eish not in the Torah? Again, the Ramban says it's hinted to in the Torah. And the Ramban gives us other reasons, B'derech HaPshat, why a nes of an individual is not going to be mentioned in the Torah. Either because, again, the nesim of the Torah are only ones that are predicted and then are fulfilled. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't write the salvation of a tzaddik or the destruction of a rasha. Lamashal, he said Pinchas. There's all these wild midrashim about what happened with Pinchas. And there's wild midrashim about Bilam and Balak. But again, those things aren't on the pages of the Torah because the downfall of a particular Rasha or the salvation of a particular Tzaddik, it was happening all the time then. And we're not going to write about that. Alright, but halavai we should be Echad Haya Avram. A new understanding of what the Navi says, Echad Haya Avram. That Avram was unique in his ability to go above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, maybe as the Kesef Mishnah says, even the Rambam might say that that's justified, but it can't be, says the Yeshua's Malko, it can't be put into the Torah. Right, Rav Shiel LeKuttner says it can't be put into the Torah because, again, that's not expected of us. But that's the flip side is an important takeaway from this Vart. That everything else that is in the Torah, of course, is expected of us. And therefore we should be zochet to mekayim every bit of the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.